Not gold, nor myrrh, nor even frankincense would I have for you this season, but simple gifts, the ones that are hardest to find, the ones that are perfect, even for those who have everything, if such there be. I would, if I could, have for you the gift of courage, the strength to face gauntlets only you can name, and the firmness in your heart to know that you, yes, you, can be the bearer of the quiet dignity that is the human glorified. I would, if by my intention I could make it happen, have for you the gift of connection, the sense of standing on the hinge of time, touching past and future, standing with the certainty that you, yes, you, are the point where it all comes together. I would, if wishing could make it so, have for you the gift of community, a nucleus of love and challenge to convince you in your soul that you, yes, you, are a source of light in a world too long dark, too long believing in the dark. Not gold, nor myrrh, nor frankincense would I have for you this season, but simple gifts, the ones that are hardest to find, the ones that are perfect, even for those who have everything, if such there be. In a book we looked at to prepare for this service called Christmas Unplugged, we learned that there are three essential things that our kids really want from us during this holiday season, and probably we want them too. So I have three gift boxes up here. Liz is going to help me open them to learn what these three gifts are. So the first one is a relaxed and loving time with family that is evenly paced. That sounds like a good gift. The second one is realistic and meaningful gifts, things that we remember till we're my age, till you're 40 or older, you still remember them. And finally, great family traditions.